The Who Man Cometh by Tosetti. The Conqueror. It was terrible. No pony could stand up to it. The strange, furless creature walked out of the Everfree Forest. It looked like a minotaur, except instead of a bull's head, it had this strange, bumpy oval with patches of hair on the top and around the mouth. It also wore clothing over everything but its head and arms. Its first victim was Pinkie Pie. She approached him as he walked towards Ponyville.
Hey, I'm Pinkie Pie, what's your name?
Suddenly, its hand shot out and those horrible fingers started draining all resistance from her through the back of her head. Right at the base of her ears. My name is Vlad, he cooed in her ear. It's really nice to meet you. Please help me get to the train station.
Okay.
She moaned as his fingers scrambled her brain. Soon they were walking towards the train station. Pinkie was leaning against his side, her eyes barely open.
Pinkie?
Twilight approached the two of them carefully. Sadly, not carefully enough. Soon she was captured by his other hand and the three of them walked towards the train station. Poor Spike tried to stop him.
What have you done to Twilight?
He merely smiled that devious smile of his, taking his hand off of Twilight's head and lured Spike over by wiggling one of those hypnotic fingers. Twilight moaned as she stared at the hand with longing until he moved it down close to the ground. She immediately knelt down and pushed her head against it. After staring at his hand as it dominated Twilight for a while, Spike reached out his own hand. The invader guided his claws to specific spots behind Twilight's ears while whispering something to him. With an excited smile, Spike nodded thanks before running as fast as he could towards Carousel Boutique. The monster and his two captives continued a short distance further before Dash and Applejack confronted him. Fluttershy was standing behind them, failing to look brave. That devious creature responded by sitting down in the middle of the road and putting his hands in his lap. Twilight and Pinkie started nuzzling his arms as Fluttershy crept out from behind her cover and approached. When she got close enough, it got to its knees and slowly grabbed her, wrapping its arms around her neck and pressing its mouth against her forehead. She melted as it sucked all resistance from her body. As she collapsed into its arms, Dash and Applejack walked over to it in confusion. Two more casualties fell to those hands as it dug into the backs of their neck. As one, their eyes went wide for a moment before going half-lidded as they sank to either side of poor Fluttershy. Much too soon, it stood up, Fluttershy and Twilight taking either side and the others falling in behind. Crowds of ponies watched as they finished their trek to the train station.
Which train heads to Canterlot?
He asked in that silken voice. Twilight merely moaned as she guided him towards the appropriate train. Not bothering with the purchase of tickets, they boarded, each mare laying their head on his lap as he continued his infernal ministrations. The ticket stallion stared at them with a mixture of fear and jealousy for most of the trip. Most of the trip was spent moving from head to head on his crowded lap. But near the end, he pulled Pinkie and Fluttershy close and moved from their ears, down their manes, and finally to their shoulders. Pinkie's hind leg started kicking soon after he dug those horrible fingers into the edges of the shoulder muscles of her exposed foreleg. Fluttershy merely sighed deeply and pressed up against his legs. As the train pulled into the station, he stood up. All five of them stared at him for several seconds, looking confused and hurt before their brains started working again and they stood up. Tragically, his attack had already bent them to his will. and they quickly took up their places at his sides, pitifully hoping for him to continue the torment. This time he was guiding them as he made his way towards the castle. Every time a guard would try to stop him, he would kneel down in front of them and move both hands towards their heads. Invariably, he would seek out the gaps between helmet and ears, snaking those fingers in and reducing the guard to the mentality of a puppy. By the time they reached the castle, there was a herd following him, comprised of the 5 element bearers, followed by several guards' ponies and several worried citizens watching from a safe distance. The guards at the gates fared no better as they tried to stop them, nor did the guards at the doors to the throne room. He did not wait in line, but he did not rush either. He strolled forward, pushing the doors wide and walking at a stately pace towards the princesses. Every pony stayed back just inside the doorway, looking with longing, but knowing it was not their place to approach. He held his hand up, fingers splayed.
"Princesses, I come with peaceful and benevolent intent. I am Vlad."
With that, he knelt briefly at the base of their thrones as their horns lit up. He stood up slowly and gave them the devilish smile. Every pony, the princesses included, stood in shock as he, without hesitation or rush, glided up to stand in front of them. They flinched as he moved his hands to their muzzles, sliding them up to that horrible spot at the base of their ears and conquered them. Now we are all doomed. He sits on Celestia's throne, both princesses at his sides. When they are petitioned, he speaks for them. If the petitioner objects, he removes his hand from Celestia's head long enough for her to grow angry, and informs the petitioner that if she disagreed, she would have said so. There is even talk of him leaving and returning with even more of his kind. I cannot wait.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Common Thomas Visual Pony, where I'll remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and helps to keep on the lights around here. Now let's get into the meat of the story. And just saying, you want to keep the lights on around here, especially, you know, in times like this, where I can't work due to health issues and all that. Anyhow. So, I discovered this story a while ago, and I must say, I found the premise kind of interesting. It's an older one. It was published in 2014, and the author hasn't been seen since March 2nd, 2022. By the recording of this video, this has been 2020, not 2022, March 2nd, 2020. So, at the recording of this video, this has been over 2 years. Since I'm recording this on the 12th of March, 2022. That's where I got the 22 from. I personally must say I like the premise of this story and find it amazingly random, but also amazingly cool. It has the everyone tag, and I would have to agree there's no problem with it having an everyone tag. Though someone in the comments says you should fix this to an M rating. Or, you should fix that rating to M. And I have to agree with him. It's the author who says, it's only M by pony standards. As long as I don't publish it in Equestria, it doesn't need an M rating. To which the person who sets it originally says, does nobody think of the poor foals? What has this world come to? And I cannot help but notice that the avatar picture this person uses is from a clop picture of rarity. There's totally no way I would, you know, I know the picture. Let's just, you know, leave it at that. Anyhow, I hope that you enjoyed this story, as did I. I will leave the link to this author's page in the description as always, and my father's calling me, so I wish you a good day.